Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, April 8th, 2019. Today, in 1784, the German-British astronomer Wilhelm Herschel discovered six previously unknown galaxies. The wage conflict at the Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or the BVG, is resolved. This was announced by the Verdi Union and the Municipal Employers Association on Friday. Employees will receive 8% or at least 350 euros per month more retroactively from January 1st, and the Christmas bonus will be increased. There have also been improvements in bonuses and the classification of numerous activities according to collective bargaining agreements. For example, BVG drivers will earn around 17% more than before as a result of the collective wage agreement, and drivers who start a new job at the BVG will get 19% more in the future. With the new agreement, the BVG will pay its drivers about as much as Hamburg and North Rhine-Westphalia. The BVG stresses that this would make it possible to tie employees to the BVG in the long term. In addition, the recruitment of new staff should become much easier. The company has recently been unable to fill many vacancies, mainly due to below-average wages. Verdi's negotiator Jeremy Arndt thinks that the agreement is positive because it represents a significant step forward in comparison with the rest of Germany. However, the union was unable to push through its demand to reduce weekly working hours from 39 to 36.5 for all 14,500 employees of BVG and its subsidiary, Berlin Transport. The personnel costs of the transport company will rise significantly by 102 million euros as a result of the contract, increasing the total to 770 million euros. Employers initially offered 60 million euros, then 90 million euros. The union called for three warning strikes, and the most recent one was last Monday. The Berlin Senate is to provide financial resources for the higher salaries, but according to information from RBB, an increase in ticket prices is also expected for the next timetable change in December. The extent to which prices will rise is still the subject of negotiations with the Senate and the Tariff Commission, however. It also remains to be seen whether the tariffs for single tickets or monthly and annual tickets will be increased. With around 2.9 million passengers a day, the state-owned BVG is Germany's largest local public transport company. On Saturday, a broad alliance of initiatives and associations marched through Berlin with tens of thousands of demonstrators to protest against strongly rising rents and housing shortages. The motto of the protest was "Together Against Repression and Rent Madness." The protest march started at noon in Mitte and ran through Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg to Treptow. The police did not want to name a concrete number of participants, but spoke of, quote, well over 10,000. Organizers estimated that about 40,000 demonstrators participated. Parallel to the demonstration, the Berlin referendum on the expropriation of large housing companies began. Already on the first day, 15,000 people signed the petition. The initiative Deutsche Wohnen & Company Enteignen demands that companies with more than 3,000 apartments be expropriated. The state of Berlin is then to buy these apartments from the owner by force, and Berlin is to pass a law to this effect. The demand refers to Article 15 of the German Grundgesetz, or Fundamental Law, which permits the expropriation of land or means of production under certain conditions. Around 150 police officers, including customs and district office staff, inspected shisha bars in Reinickendorf, Wedding, and Charlottenburg on Friday evening. The police announced on Saturday that some of them were also regarded as motorcycle gang meeting places. During the four-hour inspection, which lasted until early Saturday morning, numerous offenses were detected in the five inspected bars, and around 17 kilograms of untaxed tobacco was seized. Two bars on Tegelavik and Arosa LA were closed down because of high carbon monoxide levels and, quote, various trade offenses. The inspectors found tax evasion in the bars, as well as violations of the Fire Protection Ordinance, the Foodstuffs Act, the Restaurant Act, the Industrial Code, the Gambling Ordinance, and the Illegal Labor Act. In the vicinity of the shisha restaurants, 61 people, as well as various high-priced cars, were inspected. Shisha bars are regularly inspected in Berlin. According to a police spokesperson, the goal is to, quote, show unmistakable presence and, quote, get insights into the scene. The evening before, Berlin police had already carried out raids in Neukölln. There, the activity concentrated on the clan milieu. Organized crime was just as much a focus as illegal possession of weapons or drugs. The district continues to pursue its zero-tolerance strategy. Former U.S. President Barack Obama met about 300 young people in Berlin on Saturday. In the building of the European School of Management and Technology in Mitte, Obama appealed to young people all over the world to get involved in shaping their future. Obama said, quote, you wouldn't let your grandparents decide which music to listen to or which clothes to wear. Why should they decide in which the world you will live? The earlier the commitment starts, the better. Obama described climate change as a, quote, existential challenge, and praised the global climate protests by students, stating, quote, the planet we live on is in danger. In addition, he stressed, quote, we will not succeed if we do nothing and wait for someone else to do it. The former U.S. president added that young people should also have a say when it comes to opposing worldwide populism, and that although Europe has one of the highest living standards, as well as good education and democracy, powerful forces want to destroy this standard. The day before, Obama had met with Chancellor Angela Merkel for an hour and a half, exchanging views. This was probably also about the tense transatlantic relations. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.